Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 138 of Beyond the Supernatural, and we are on the eve of something very significant. If you don't already know this book, if you're learning it for the first time listening to the podcast, your mind is about to be blown, your preconceptions are about to be shattered, your innocence is about to be lost. That happens tomorrow. If MDC were the television series MASH, the next episode would be the one where Colonel Blake dies in a helicopter crash at the very end of the episode. Spoilers for MASH. Today's episode of MDC is the one before that. The one where it says here, an army medic steals small amounts of penicillin to treat frontline soldiers. Just boring shit. Just regular boring shit. But that boring shit, in retrospect, will have increased poignancy because of what's about to come. So, listen, maintain your blissful ignorance for now, and let's talk about dumb old Palladium fucking it up again with some unnecessary material taking up space in Beyond the Supernatural. This page is about step 3 of character creation, selecting a psychic character class. It explains, helpfully to the reader who reads books back to front, how to read the PCC entries that we saw many pages ago. Now, we did just fine getting through the PCCs without this information, as would, I think, the typical new reader, partly because these categories are pretty self-explanatory, but partly because most of the categories described on this page that are supposedly central to defining a PCC are either null for most PCCs or are simple and identical virtually across the board. This raises two questions. First of all, does this page need to be here to explain that, for example, the housing entry in the PCCs is, quote, a chance to pick the type of living arrangement and the monthly cost to maintain it, when that idea is better explained in excruciating detail in every single PCC? And it also raises the question, does that information, in fact, need to be in all the different PCCs we've seen? The answer is, of course, no, it does not. We are familiar with the concept of rent, and to the extent that we feel inclined to include it in our game of paranormal horror, we are equipped to do so without the author's assistance. What this page mainly does, in fact, is waste space while pointing out how much space is wasted in the PCCs themselves. This catalog of all the elements of a PCC, however, does at least give us a chance to answer a burning question. Of all the PCCs, who is the most special boy? You know, a lot of these PCCs are the same in lots of ways, as we're about to discuss, but somebody's always got to be different. Of all these special boys, who is the most special boy? And just take a guess. Just based on what we know, take a guess, and we're going to go through these real quick and see if you're right. So here are the, quote, common PCC description terms that we're going to find commonly in PCCs, and let's just talk about what these are and whether they need to be here in this game repeated 14 times. First of all, requirements. Some PCCs have attribute requirements or whatever that you need to have to take them. So remember, you roll stats before you pick a PCC. Sometimes you may want a PCC, but you can't have it because you didn't roll high enough stats for it. This may come as a surprise to you if you were listening throughout the PCC section, but the reason I didn't mention it is because in all 14 PCCs, there is exactly one requirement. Every other career path from ghost hunter to regular person to psychic medium to person with autism is available to anyone regardless of stats, except for the parapsychologist. The parapsychologist does require an IQ of 10. So if you roll those dice 3d6 down the line and you end up with a big dum-dum, you can play anything else, including, mind you, a genius whose IQ will be adjusted upward, but not a parapsychologist. The next category is alignment. Quote, all characters must select an alignment. This is the character's moral template and conscience. Each PCC does offer guidance about which alignments are appropriate to that character type. Virtually all of these are the same. Virtually everyone says that the character can be any alignment, but heroic characters will tend to be good. Exactly that is true of 11 of the PCCs, usually verbatim. Just in case you forgot that heroes are usually good, Beyond the Supernatural finds it important to remind you of that fact 11 times. There are those three exceptions, though. In the Ghost Hunter PCC, the text suggests that the very grimmest and grittiest of trench coat-wearing ghost hunters may be aberrant. Ooh, anti-hero. So that's sort of an option if you want to be your Bible-thumping, intolerant ghost hunter, or someone who's seen too much and is haunted and cynical. On the other side of the spectrum, the healer, it is suggested in a sort of confused, ambivalent way, tends to be good. Not just good when they're heroic characters, but like if you're a Firewalker, you know, if you're a player character who's a hero, you're likely to be good. But throughout the world of Beyond the Supernatural, Firewalkers are equally good or bad. But in general, healers across the board tend to be good. There is one character class, though, that is definitely stated to usually be good across the board, and that would be the parapsychologist. Not only does parapsychology require intellect, but also it generally implies a good heart. It's a field full of swell folks. So I'm glad we got that boilerplate in almost every other PCC about how this character type tends neither to be swell or not to be swell, so that we could contrast it with what a great person the parapsychologist is. More helpful information. This page explains what attribute bonuses are, and the PCCs have them. Also, what PCC bonuses are, PCC limitations and penalties. PPE is defined again on this page, despite having just appeared in the glossary and having a huge chunk of the book already devoted to explaining the concept in detail. Base ISP and multipliers are also explained here incorrectly. The multiplier for being studied slash scrutinized is listed as times zero, which I don't know if that's a typo or a holdover from an earlier version of the rules where you normally walk around with your normal amount of base ISP, but that number is multiplied by zero, that is reduced to zero when you're being carefully studied. So who can say? Bad design, bad editing, take your pick. All I know is that it's wrong and that the standard tiers of ISP multipliers are listed here by way of explaining that they are listed separately in each PCC and are potentially different for each PCC. So this is 11 lines of this page dedicated to saying, character classes in this game have a wide array of different multiplier sets. Here's one that nobody has, just for fun. This page reminds us that every PCC has its own separate and usually identical rules for recovering ISP, that each PCC has its own rules for selecting psychic abilities. There's also the occupation and skill selections entry, which tell us in every distinct case which occupations and therefore skills might be interesting to each of the PCCs. Now you note that it says occupation and skill selection here. Occupation is used by every PCC, and it's the same in almost every case. The autistic psychic savant probably doesn't get an occupation and is therefore unskilled, but even they can have one, and everybody else can have whatever with just different recommendations. But a skill selection is just like, do you get any additional other skills? Everybody gets all the common skills, so nobody really uses the skill selection part of this entry that's in every class, except, envelope please, the parapsychologist. The parapsychologist PCC gets a whole suite of cool skills instead of an occupation. After that comes PCC skill bonuses, which are not in fact common. Every PCC also lists its standard equipment. That's where we get the, you know, you have 4d12 paperclips, roll for color type stuff. Housing, inexplicably, is an element of every PCC, and the concept of housing is described here, as we just talked about. Pay. This page doesn't even have the pretense that pay is different for each character class and therefore needs to be described separately in each character class. It says right here, pay, colon, varies with one's chosen occupation, which just underlines what a waste of space it is. It would be like if everybody's driver's license said species, colon, human, because the answer is always the same. So why would you put it on a driver's license, huh? DMV? Actually, it would not be a bad Beyond the Supernatural adventure hook in a slightly silly way to have, like, local cops pull over somebody with an obscure government agency ID that has a species, colon, human entry on it with no explanation of why that agency needs to specify that. But forget that. That's a good idea. We're talking about bad ideas. We're talking about entries that add nothing, like money in savings. Quote, the cash reserve the character starts with. You mean the money they have saved? Thanks for coming to the rescue. It's like the glossary all over again. Finally, we get level advancement slash experience, which is severely pushing the boundaries of, quote, common PCC descriptive terms, since this entry actually appears in zero of the PCCs. But, you know, how are you supposed to notice that it's not there if they don't put it on the common PCC descriptive terms list? Honestly, this is the first thing on this page that told me anything I didn't know already, so good job. Then we get a note that multiple character classes aren't allowed, and that's it. Obviously, the winner by a mile here in the award for Specialist Boy has to be the parapsychologist. There are a good number of these, quote, common PCC descriptive terms that only meaningfully describe the parapsychologist and just appear in every other class to tell you doesn't matter, doesn't apply, same as everybody else. Except that those entries don't just say, like, none or standard. They aren't even, God forbid, just omitted when they add nothing. Many of them are attached to extended portions describing the very same thing for every single PCC, except the parapsychologist in many cases. It was a bad use of space back in the PCCs, and it is a bad use of space on this page to highlight what a bad use of space has already been made back in the PCC section, especially placed as it is here, where I would assume readers of every experience level will have already read the PCCs. And so this little primer about how to understand that shit we wrote literally 100 pages ago is not very helpful. So haha, right? Ho-ho, bad use of space, Palladium. Boo for them, but we still love you. Sometimes they do ramble on, but at the end of the day, we got all the spooky paranormal bullshit we were promised in this game, so who cares if it's a little long-winded? Listen, I hate to tell you this. I have a message. Palladium's plane was shot down over the Sea of Japan. It spun in. There were no survivors. Join me next time for that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.